tässä sama pentin mun mukaan.
Okay. Morning, I'm Buisa Papu, Secretary to Honorable Mokgoro. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair. My name is Neil Singh. I'm the Chief Director for Legal Services at the Department of Water Affairs, and I'm representing the Director General, Max Serenia, who is unable to be here this morning as he's attending another meeting. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Piet Swart. I'm from the Lesotho Highlands Water Commission on the RSA delegation.
Good morning, my name is Leon Tromp. I'm also from the Lesotho Highlands Water Commission on the South African delegation.
Good morning, my name is Zora Dlamini. I'm the Chief Delegate on the Lesotho Highlands Water Commission representing the Government of South Africa.
Good morning, my name is Vincent Munene. I'm from the Office of the DG doing Cabinet and Parliament support.
Good morning, Madam Chair. I'm introducing myself again. Anil Singh, Chief Director of Legal Services. Thank you.
Honorable way, honorable man.
And the bill also provides for the citizens of the entire group, and then Thank you. At this moment, we do have a situation where it is a requirement that one strategy account, one has to be in the and then there's a situation where people are often and we do have section 29A. We are also trying to provide for hospitals and other persons affected by the cancer to begin conducting investigations, particularly to the facilities and look at whether they are to be for the additional facilities to comply with a minimum standard of. And then section 1A also that refers to any kind of an investigation by the president must approve or can approve the application for a warrant for the that. Because the team first comes to the public data, and they should also claim that it's a section 1A. And then section 1B. In terms of how investigations are being conducted, particularly from the Health Protection Council, we try to apply the same approach to enter
Before after graduation. Thank you. That And because everybody has a small practice and all
sometimes what we do most of the time is we do time conversations with the animals and so on, but that is not what the country needs. The country needs this, of course, that's a very advanced, but we also have the in Bobo. We also need the community to look at this animal. So this bill intends to use the children. Some of them will be placed in the defense force to look after the houses in the defense force. Some of them will be placed in the South African for the overseas to also look at the dogs and the houses that have been used there. But we are going to place a number of them at the border. We're going to place some of them at the border of the Kruger National Park, we're going to see some of them at the Mekuna, at the Havas, and so on. We also need a lot of expertise in terms of each other. We're going to send them there so that they provide the service that is going to be served to our country. I think the issue that we come up with the issue from the police and
we have a chance to end times of community. Especially in the area of in the couples and where the agent is entering the out of power in the or in cases a type of bad people that may not need operation. Now, in terms of the official accounts who are doing this entry, it is a fire and what you said. There must be a warrant from the magistrate for how to copy that number is out. And with that, they be accompanied by police so that because we need armed you are not sure what is going to happen. So in terms of the way the normal happens is they normally then with the wing of the community who are interested in the with proper consultation and so on. I'm not sure then if the honor of not allow to then protect the police and those things. But it seems practice that is how we with regard to the registration of people who have completed the academic qualification but who have not yet received the and the request for this amendment to allow the country to be able to register based on the company. So at the moment, the current act has been you can register the certificate then but in practice, it means that if our only thing to be registered, they may not be able to be certificate, although I have completed the course, they may not be able to be certificate until I pay them the money. That they have. Now, if I don't have that certificate, it means that I cannot go to the and I cannot wear. So this amendment will say that if there is information from the university, this person has completed his CPS, he has fulfilled the requirement of the CPS, he is registered without waiting for the authority to be that allows them that
I earn money and I begin to pay the university back, and at some stage I then receive the university back. So that is the practical of one of the things for that was also the fact that in some of the universities, the academic program you finish your year is in November, so you're writing final exam, but the graduation is only in May the following year. So essentially in the current act it means that you cannot work until you reach A and then you receive your certificate. So this amendment then is sought to help anyone, so it's covering anyone who has in the academic part of the degree, and so that they start working immediately. And even by the time they go to the graduation, they are also able to assist themselves in the world. That's more or less it covers. It covers everything. It covers everyone. Thank you so much.
I understand the issue of some I wanted to say, let me give an example. For instance, a squatter that's squatting somewhere. The police are covered by law to assist those who are going to demolish those but the police are not going to demolish. I want to know after amending that law of laws, is there any clause which says how should they cover the police? Because on the spot after the thing, we know exactly what is there, what is intended. The police can even act for the self-defense if in that environment. We don't want the police just to fall back just because the person is in injured. That they use commercial criminal law to defend somebody. I wanted to ask something like that.
Okay, no, thank you. I want to know if they implement this in the OSP for the So that was the same thing. So that's the
Number two, you adopt the survival community so that you can help it opportunity to expose people to the community. And then number three, the policy issues that are mentioned to the OSP. But you, if you can expose people, now you must have the mechanism to retain them and to let them grow in the future, but they don't come and then they don't go for and help the discussions are related to unfortunately, that's hard, although it's still in discussion with the DPSA and the Department of Agriculture. Unfortunately, the veterinary profession that has been was not included in the discussion.
Now we need to adopt the amendment because those are three. You said that you don't have the step on the pen as regards to the president. Yes, it's here, but it's not like what you have to do. Yes, it's voted, but it's not the same. Thank you very much.
why you are here in the country. The community can be serving your empty community. And we do have Dr. Dr. Shami, who is going to take the second one of his presentation, who is the chief delegate, and has other members of her team. Beyond from the chief engineer and the delegates down there in the right, and then he has the quality. And then this one to the chief financial officer. At the corporate stage, if we take note of the fact that coming up here to this particular committee, we have access that the portfolio committee for environmental affairs has also done more years ago. I think that was one of the department when the portfolio committee. So it's a pleasure to be here. Also, I've just left the session of the Parliamentary Committee on water, we were doing a tower for the study. And I had myself to ask and give that session in Kyoto to make peace with the community. We were full touch in the past by not being able to honor all our appointments. So I hope that I'll pass through the session. Not much, I asked but I need to speak up.
Good morning, Madam Chair, honorable members. Thank you, DG, dear colleagues, for the opportunity to present on the ratification of the Lesotho Highlands Water Phase 2 Agreement. We trust that the presentation was sent timely to the honourable members of the committee and that the honourable members of the committee have had time to read and is engaged. The presentation will, as the DG pointed out, take place in two parts. The first part being the process of the ratification, and the second part will be Dr. Dlamini will lead us in the technical aspects and in great detail around the project. As Didi correctly pointed out, South Africa has many challenges in terms of the water infrastructure, and the department has to really do a lot in terms of these projects. But I suppose that you've read and you understand the importance of the Lesotho Highlands. So today, we come to you to give you the presentation, but also to appeal to you that we have a very tight timeline for the government of South Africa to ratify this treaty. The timeline is because the project is so important and the service providers are literally waiting in the wings to be appointed so that the major work can continue and be accelerated or else we'll be taking back the project timeline by as much as 6 months. So the presentation itself, I'm going to rather try to go through it fairly quickly because it has been circulated and it will allow us time to engage. Madam Chair, if there are aspects of clarification, I would request that we hold it over until the end of the presentation if the committee and other members will endow us. As you know, in August of 2011, the government of the Republic of South Africa and the Kingdom of the Government of Lesotho signed the Lesotho Highlands Water Project Phase 2 Agreement. This project is a joint project between both countries, and it is implemented in accordance with the treaty signed in 1986. The purpose is to enhance the use of the water of the Senkhoeng Orange River by storing, regulating, diverting, and controlling the flow of the Shear River in order to affect the delivery of specified quantities of water to South Africa. Another objective, main objective, that the delivery system can also be used to generate hydroelectric power in this region. South Africa
2001 to 2004. The main purpose of the Trade II Treaty is to augment, supplement the original treaty and address specific issues related to the operation and implementation of Trade II projects. The strategic focus, the conclusion of this agreement in 2011, yet another step in the direction of fostering closer cooperation between and amongst the relevant SADC states with a view to advancing the SADC agenda of regional integration and orbit alleviation, as articulated in Article 2 of the revised SADC protocol and shared water courses. The objective also is to strengthen the regional integration by using water as a catalyst for socio-economic development, as well as advanced economic links with key African partners. The nature of the cooperation aimed at mutual development the South African Lesotho water sector as a foundation for a modernized integrated economy. The bilateral cooperation can cement political and strategic relations that can lead more coordinated strategies in various multilateral environments such as SADC, AU, and the United Nations. This cooperation further embodies the NEPA principles of development and African aspirations for its own journey. Madam Chair, honorable members, as you know, the Constitution, Section 231, provides for dealing with international agreements. And international agreements that bind the Republic can only must be approved by resolution in the National Assembly and the National Council of Parliament. In terms of the manual and executive acts of the President, Cabinet must consent to the submission of an agreement to Parliament for the purpose of ratification. Now, before we brought this treaty to Parliament, the Department consulted extensively with the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor of both the Department of International Relations, what's known as DELCO, and the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, and both departments were in agreement with our view that the treaty was not inconsistent or in conflict with our international legal obligations and our commitment. And they, in a sense, have given as a cabinet resolution indicates what part the minister the table the treaty for Parliament for ratification, and the treaty is then laid before you, Madam Chair, and honourable members. I will stop there and hand over to my colleague.
Lesotho, as you know, is right in the belly of South Africa, and the treaty was signed on the 21st of October in 1986, and the Trade II Agreement was signed on the 11th August 2011 in Maputo. And this is a bilateral agreement, a bilateral innovation agreement, a water transfer scheme. That is and it's supposed to be 5 pages. And for up to now, we only have done 2 pages. The first page being page 1A and page 1B. Page 1A being the cancer dam and the tunnel, and page B, page 1B being Mohammed. And if on Lesotho, then we just Muela Hydropower Scheme. And so the implementation was done by Lesotho Highlands Development Authority on the Lesotho side, and on the South African side was done by the Kandoi Kale Authority, 68. And the overseers of the project is the Lesotho Highlands Water Commission that were also presented. So the commission is represented by both South Africa and the Lesotho. This at the time was one of the largest engineering projects. And at the time, the 1AMD was worth $8 billion. This project, that was how big it was at the time. And why the NHWP? It is really about augmentation of the gas system. And we know that at the time, you know, right now, everybody is talking about the shortage of the water and the scarcity of water. And we know that South Africa is one of the very scarce, you know, we are living in a very scarce water country. So millions are without water, and this is what we are looking at. But at the time, this was a paper on policy. Because at the time, when this scheme was thought of, the research was done whether to build the dams in South Africa or in the country. And it was found to be a bit inexpensive to do it in the country, while at the same time ensuring that, you know, they're boosting the economy of the country. And the neighbor. And also the other one was also in terms of the quality of water from the sources of the highlands. And opportunity for regional development. But at the same time, the future was also going to piggyback on this huge sea by building its own hydropower. So Muela Hydropower Station was built in the Lutabuto area, right at the edge of you know, the transfer of the channel to into South Africa. The project is also has its own government. As I said, it's the government of South Africa as well as the government of the country. So the two governments are represented by the Lesotho Highlands Water Commission. All the committee represents the South African part, and the Lesotho. They are my counterpart. I have a counterpart in Lesotho, Professor Molevo, and his team, as well as all the South African side. So anything that we do is done by consensus. No one can, no letter can ever be written without that consensus hearing. So we always represent the interests of the two governments. And the current accountability, this is how it is. The Lesotho Highlands Water Project Commission, and both the CCA as well as the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority has got a board that is also the responsible for operations, and then we also have the Chief Executive, Mrs. Kali, who is responsible for the implementation of the project. And then the most important part here, which a lot of times people seem to misunderstand, who pays for water transfer features? It's not CCPA, but it is all the water users. The water users are the ones who are paying for that water. And this is done through the CCPA that goes to the capital market and gets the loans, but those loans also being guaranteed by the government of South Africa through the federal department. And then the Department of Water is also responsible for delivery of water to the river, and then we have, you know, it cascades to water boards, municipalities, as well as then the end user. So some of the large consumers are Sasol as well as Eskom, and other manner. Now, moving on to page 1A and page 1B that I am talking about. Page 1A started with the Gazedem. Gazedem is the right, when you look at the person, you only going to be the children. That's the Gazedem, which is the mother of all. And then we have Muhaledem, that is the one. And then we have the tunnel, Mohale tunnel that goes towards the... so that Mohale there, and then there's that again. And then there's also the tunnel. There's the tunnel there. So what is very important about this is that, you know, when we, the way the beds are situated, they are sort of, you know, it's by gravity. And we are the low pumping of you know, electricity to push water to gather them, or to from gather to Mohale. And they change the course of the water, because it's not only south, but flowing north. And like, that is done by through gravity. So that is very easy. Sometimes if there is, we are busy with the, you know, the maintenance, they are able to close the tunnel so that the water can go to Gaza or to Mohale. And the same can be done also for, you know, closing Mohale so that water goes to Gaza. So that is interesting. And from there we also have Muela Hydropower. And then going through to the S River, as I said, it goes north. There's the Kabutere, there's the hydropower, and then there's the S River. So if it goes towards the S River into South Africa, S River is right in South Africa in the Clarence area. And then it goes into the Middle Bay Plain, into the Bali River, and then that is the story of water coming from the highlands of the country. And here, this is just a beautiful picture of the Gaza Dam. And so that is where we are. And the next one, that is the Gaza Dam spilling. And what is interesting about the spilling of Gaza? You know, the recent times, the nine seasons, the time, just that the Gaza Dam is only three times in its lifetime. But it's still more than five or so times. But it's a spectacle to be seen. And in fact, let's go back a little bit so that we can talk about it. As you can see, that is a double curvature concrete dam. That is how it is. The double habitat concrete dam. Whereas when you look at the next one, Mohale Dam. Mohale Dam is a concrete steel, rock steel dam. You know, we excavated and used the very rock to build this dam. You know, on the other side, on the dam it's concrete. And then the spillway, as we can see also, that is the spillway also when it was the spillway. So it's a very different type of the dam that it is. So the new dam that is going to be built is going to be the spillway. And this is where the hydropower sits here. That is going to be the hydropower. That was built by the Department of the Children. And this is one of the power lines at 3,225 meters, one of the highest in Africa. So those are some of the things that we need to bring to the site. This is the Madiba Matu Bridge, two bridges for the price of one that we have to build. Anyway. As you may be aware, you know, when you build the dam, there is an impeding of others. So because people usually go through the remedies and they go visit their friends across or even for, you know, taking their livestock. But because of impeding of access, we have to, you know, build bridges, build roads for them so that at least there's access, you know, for their dealing. And of course, one of the things that we had to do was about environment. And when we inundated some of these areas, we invited a lot of people, especially those that, you know, traditional healers and people who know a lot of the plants, about plants. So those people were brought in to, you know, to rescue the plants so that they could be used and, you know, and then some of these were put in the, what we call the garden botanical garden. And some of them, the community, you know, were encouraged to have them. This is one of the very interesting plants. They call the viral aloe, and usually there are two types. There is one, you know, they usually say it's a female and a male, because the one will, you know, tend, you know, in an opposite direction to the other one in an opposite direction, anticlockwise. So that is how they call the female and the male, and that I cannot attest to, but that is how it is. So these are some of the flowers, you know, naturally, grown naturally in the Garden Botanical Garden. Now we are entering into phase two. The phase two comprises of the garden is going to be Mohalegen. I mean, it's going to be Kuhal in Mokoto. And from Mokoto, then we have, there's going to be a tunnel being 8.2 meters between Garden and from Kuhal and Garden. And then it will be joining that from Garden towards also to the Elsa River. And Kuhal is about 163.5 meters high, as I said, the rock system. And we're going to have about 9.5 seven dams. That seven dam is going to be used just before we start the mission. And then there is going to be the transfer tunnel of the 8.2 kilometers long and 5.2 diameters, and it's a huge tunnel as well. Then Lesotho, for the account of Lesotho government, there will be also a Google subsidy. And it's going to have, you know, they are going to use Garden Dam as an upper dam as well as another dam, as a lower dam, and as a new dam, which is 101 meters high, and 2.67 meters of the tunnel. That is just an aerial view of the Kuhal Dam. There's a Kuhal Dam wall. And then we are busy. At this point in time, if you can just go to the next ceremony. We are busy working on the engineer, on the next ceremony. Unfortunately, because of the inclement weather and because of the unprecedented snowfall, we had to call the 200 children at this point in time. So we have plants at every seat at the same time. So this is an overview. So that is just a cross section that shows now in terms of the mountains where we are, but also it shows you that the kind of boring machines that will be coming in. There will be one coming from the Kuhal site, and then there will be another coming from the Garden site. That is the TDM that you're talking about. And of course, as we build these structures, there will be other things that we're going to be building, that is the roads, as I indicated, the construction power, and then the residential areas for our clients and their contractors. And of course, for the labor camps that we're going to be building, we will also be building a feeder road as well as telecommunications. So the Kuhal Dam as well as the tunnel connection. So those are some of the things things that we also be doing and has a person of ensuring that this project, you know, is achieving a success and is going to be same time and on budget. So that's an overview also of the various routes that we're going to be building, as well as the bridges, if you can show the bridges. So that is the entire route of the Bibi Hadid Dam, the huge infrastructure as we may see. As I indicated earlier, it's not about the engineering, stuff, but it's also about environment and the biophysical. All the fishes, there's a small fish in the country, it's called the Malignino. When we started with the phase 1A and B, we indicated, to the World Bank and various other things in the institutions that we will ensure that we contain Malignino in every way. So those are some of the things that we need to add. But most importantly, it's about ensuring that we test sedimentation, because we know sedimentation may wreak havoc on the structures, as well as eroding, if it is not kept, that can have a major impact on the very water that we are trying to bring to South Africa. One of the most important aspects is the inflow requirement iceberg, where we are ensuring that the river health is maintained. But most importantly, one should also indicate that when it comes to ISR, especially in the South, in the country, that is one of the most important studies that we've come up with and we've done. And a lot of countries and institutions come to the country to look at what we've done. And we sort of one good thing that we've done when it comes to ISR. And then water quality, that is also the responsibility of both the South African Institute and, to ensure that the water, quality is maintained from the source. And as we know, that when we talk about, when you start planning and you start inundating, the valley, there will be people that are going to also affect. So we are going to be affecting about 17 villages, that is 584 households, this is because we can be 5.7 people. Five villages will be fully subjected, and partially, and then there will be also grazing land that is going to be affected, and there will be the town of Mokoto itself will not be inundated. However, there is one government institution, a prison, that is going to be fully submerged. And it's not our intention to submit the prisoners also. So that's a check. Was it last week when we went there to just check out and monitor the process, and for what it is that we're going to be done. That is just the summary, because we have to do the summary, take an audit of everything that is going to be affected. So that is villages, arable land, trees, and the houses, the type of houses, as well as the courts and business facilities, the government facilities, that's the criminal social yard, and then the food. So those are some of the areas that will also be affected. That was for the account of South Africa. And this one is for the account of the Human Control Scheme. And they are made also to indicate you that this project we are building right now with the feasibility study, depending on its viability, the Lesotho Highlands Water Committee will then advise the two governments if indeed the project is viable, that the government of the city can then go ahead to implement and go come to it. So that is the upper dam, and then the tunnel, which is about 60 kilometers to the powerhouse, and we said the upper dam will around 9 billion. We had a dam that was going, the dam itself is going to be about 2.8 million. And the tunnel, which we said is 8.2 kilometers, is 2.16 billion. The infrastructure, that is the roads and all that, will be 1.285 billion. And the engineering stuff also, administration, environment, and social. And I also want to draw your attention, the honorable members, to the assurance to the fact that when it comes to environment and social costs, for us it's very, very important, mostly because we are in another country. In South Africa, we are very, very strict when it comes to environmental matters and how it affects people. So the same is done also in our country, to ensure that the environment is, the environment that is safe. We also make sure that we have increased to the standard, you know, if not to the to the same standard as founders. And then also in terms of social costs, we have what we call compensation policy, and we are currently in negotiations as well as meeting and with consultations with the key sectors and see that the council that we have done the two trouble in the photo. We had about 67 when it comes to hydropower, again, the company itself is going to be about 2.1 billion, and then transmission line, that is 1.5 billion. And all this, again, is only in terms of the devices of 2010. So we will be also looking, in fact, as we speak right now, is around this one, also is around 90 years. So the whole project, I hope that by the year 2020, when we finish, it will be, around 20 years. That's what it will be. This is the master program, and a lot of things have changed. However, when it comes to the agreement that we said it was signed by on the 11th of August 2011, and we're hoping that the project management unit, which is now going to start, you know, the whole process of ensuring that we get the right, you know, dam designers, tunnel designers, everybody, because what we have done is that in the period that we were not building anything, we had to downsize the Lesotho Development, the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority. So we no longer have the capability of the, you know, building, because most of the engineers were taken, you know, to factors everywhere in South Africa and all over the world. But now we are going to have a project management unit that is going to do the, which is going to be within the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority, and will be the one that is going to work together with the NPA to implement the project. So we are, in terms of where we are, we have already, we have not appointed, but we have already done, you know, the negotiations with that, and then also when we the third company, as well as the environmental and social studies plan, you know, that has to also be done. What is very, very important here, especially with the environmental social studies, that some of these are going to have to take a whole year in terms of including the wet season and the dry season, and as well as those that so that you know, looking at all the forecast in the in the streams, as well as the fish in the stream, all that we have to be done in terms of the, you know, two seasons, wet as well as dry season. And then the design issues to be so we will also be working on that. So we are hoping that by 2020, that the November 2020, the water will be flowing into South Africa. One of the things that we also talk about is the organizational I'm sure a lot of times when people talk about the missing time and data project, what comes to mind is some of the primary issues that companies in a project that they have. And what we have therefore done, we also brought in the independent oversight that the over and above, that we have the government of Africa, the Department of Water Affairs, the Good Finance Water Commission, but there was also this independent oversight committee that is going to look at each and everything that we need to do, and also taking all of the big contractors that are going to be also working in the project. So these are the levels of the checks and balances. From the Lesotho Island Water Commission, whatever comes from the LHDA has to also come through the Lesotho Island Water Commission to get a stamp of approval. So meaning that if it comes from the project management unit, from the project management unit, it goes to the phase two technical subcommittee. Technical subcommittee is represented by people from the Lesotho as well as South Africa. But mostly those people are people of technical team who understand what this program is all about. And then of course the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority Board, and then it comes to us from there where it is necessary. Then we also go to our respective government to get advice to how to proceed with that of the program. This is just to give you a doctor in the structure of the Social Development Authority, because that is the body that implements the phase two in the system. The chief executive, when we have the chief operating officer, that is a new post that we have to come up with, as well as the regional manager for phase two, that is another new post we never had, and then of course the PMU. All these were to ensure that we have the necessary checks and balances for us, so that we really ensure that the methods of corruption and bribery are cut to a limit. And of course, the phase two agreement, which we have had, what we have done, this thing we have just showing you the critical ones. We have already discussed them. The aspects goes together with us in terms of the presentation of that, where we have the order, the technical subcommittee, and also what we have done, something that was never done in phase one, is to ensure that the LHWC members also attend the technical subcommittee as observers. But the chief delegates are not going to be attending them so that we can be able to make the decision without influencing any law. And then also we are going to be getting the annual audit by independent international centers, so that everything that we do is very clear, but most importantly, anybody can, from the international people or anybody will have, be able to see what is in the future here we have in terms of the evening. The Article 9 of the project talks about the electricity supply, which is from the Lesotho, but also in as we said earlier on, is about ensuring that the Lesotho also benefits from the reservoir that they are producing. And the Article 10 is about procurement of goods and services. This we are very clear about that we as South Africa to say that this is about competitiveness. It's about transparency and cost effectiveness and quality. And the preference order he said is about the social citizens, South Africans, the public, and then international. Because a lot of times we find that in that it's you sure if they reject international and all the others, and yet the very people who are supposed to gain out of this project do not get anything. So this is how we started. And the Sutu and RSA will share the value of infrastructure to the city. And some of it we know that the Sutu may not have, you know, the capability, but they will also partner with the South Africans to make up that. So that are there in the agreement. And then there will be joint ventures. One of the things that they also said, the joint ventures should be voluntary. There's no way that we are going to be forcing people to partner. And yet, when fate has come, there's nobody who's taking responsibility for that. And then the treatment of the command, again, the same preference for that is due to RSA and budget, as well as the outsourcing of services, individual staff, you know, and all that. But most importantly, one of the things that we have also indicated with the recruitment, it also goes with the resident permit for people to come and work there. So that is something that we should have to also work on in order to keep them. Then, in terms of the article 3, we talk about cost allocation process. There is a very interesting way of doing things there, and where we are looking at, you know, like, because there are two projects that are different, even though it's implemented by one organization. There's a way of ensuring that this code was bought by South Africa, and this one is by the student, so there is a mechanism to ensure that each and every cent that is being spent on water transfer is also allocated for, but is also accounted for. And on Article 13, we are also financing arrangements. Here we are very passionate about cost effectiveness and efficient financing. So those are some of the things that we've been also working on. And the Lesotho Highlands Development Authority and CPTA, the meeting that is going to be taking place, that is going to kick off, where the two organizations will be, you know, coming up with the funding strategy and how we are going to be working for phase two. Article 14 is on tax. That's we are very far on the research regime for the social, because the social now has to come up with a new tax regime. And our people in the Social Development Authority are already working on that to come up with a new tax regime. That is going to add to that in terms of because in the treaty, the project was supposed to be exempted from taxes. But subsequently, there were other mechanisms that kicked in, where we are now expected to pay some taxes. Thank you. Of course, there are various annexes, and I won't be going into them. The annexes are there, but this is just to say, this is what the Little Highlands Water Project is all about. And we are hoping that this meeting will be, you know, seen as one of those meetings where we are saying we would want for you to come and visit this project. So that when you deliberate, when you talk about this project, at least you talk about something that you can explain. And here is an invitation, and we hope that Little Head will make you want to come so that you can get a thing ahead.
Huge money we have already spent. Could we give a
Do you foresee the problem where sometimes the oil tanker that's stuck in the oil, that them go to that more than 10 years? Always the dam in South Africa, you see the roads traveling on top of that dam. It's a risky. What's the chance of this person who is very, very expensive? That thing about that, I don't want you to answer, but think about that. It's too dangerous. Number two, I saw somewhere there where you were saying the Jews had been living by South Africa or that they were depraved by South Africa. And then you found that was just the first thing that I don't understand why South Africa is playing as a big battle. It's been kind of, I'm sure you didn't even think. If you go back to slide number, to the last one,
are they going to sell their power to into the South African Eskom grid? I should imagine they would
through that. Then the villages, of course, the villages that have been flooded, I see there's an amount allocated here. Is that the total amount? Total cost, 363 million. Or is that the amount that's been budgeted for the relocation of the villages, I mean, of the total? Thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair, and thank you for the presentation. It was quite informative, and I can see that the department will take part on this presentation because the daughter of the news is at night. But again, also today, it's unfortunate that we are engaging on such an interesting matter. But you know, whatever discussions that we engage on or questions from you, it will come as a result of information sharing, because the process is about certification. So we just then really to give the detectives an opportunity to deal with whatever transactions that are there. But nonetheless, we are ready, hoping that maybe in the next year, early next year, we can also get an opportunity to come and engage, because my interest will be around the future development of the virus rate at 10. We know that there has been events around the subject. Project is not mentioning anything, you know, about the, how does that teach to the whole process. Because the Bunkoro, I'm told that close, that development around the dam, if it can take place, it will change the Val River, it will change the Val area forever.
Mm.
So we should be more interested in that, because that it will benefit the Africa more than any other. Maybe in the early 18th of the month of the next year, we should invite the department to come and engage us on that. I think I will reserve most of the questions that you raised in terms of initiation with anything. But one question I want to know that I think we never gave on, and we have to take a question, I think this is 2268. It's called that, are the people who are working with that? Yeah, I want to know who are those people. Who can you see in terms of that? Are those people who are they going to go to? I understand part of it will be infrastructure, but what companies are involved there? Women, are they also involved? I see now you are changing your face. I don't know, it's a very difficult question to answer. But I think one of the things that we should know about, so that when you go out in public, when you talk about this, those are the first questions that will come to us. Who's benefiting? You're telling us about 50 billion and all that, but in terms of don't see that. You understand? Issues of equity and all that, we need to know about that, but it's unfortunate that there's no time. I don't know if we can allow them to bring that information in writing or allow that for second information.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Honourable Members. Thank you very much. I think some other questions must have been responded to, because this is a very valid question. And also, you know, we don't want that the constitutional to see that we don't know. We need sometimes to have an initiative to go and see this thing, because we are dealing with this thing here. So we need to have, we don't invite the only, you know, the officers also, the department also consulted in portfolio committee. They don't consulate to us, but all the things are passed by this house. So we need to have the, also the investigation from your side too. To see this thing. So I'll give you some just quickly answer the question, and then but we need to also think like this.
And at the end, I was going to use from that, from that language to give you a fantastic media collection.
All right, okay. Just, I'm actually just raising my hand very big time. I was speaking to them about the beginning of the social response.
Yeah, I wanted to respond by saying I've already extended the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the invitation is open. It's a matter of you. Yes, to the Home Committee. No, I'll just, you know, it's just a verbal. And I can do it in writing when I get to the school. But it will be very, very important. Because I think some of these questions will be best, you know, understood and answered. Because at the time when you have never seen anything and you are told, and you really a lot to expect when people have never seen the project itself. And once you have been there, you will be able to see the beneficiation that we are talking about and you know all these other things that we are talking about. So we would definitely want for you to come. How always help. Because in terms of the weather, and because there are times when you cannot just, you know, travel in the mountains, you know, because your first visit when you do it by helicopter, because it's a bit far. You know, 145 kilometers take about 5 hours.
When it comes to the issues of the compensation of the community, that for us is very, very important. And communities over and above the fact that the amount that they have seen, those are definitely that they live, there is money that we build in their homes, we are giving that, and for each and every, you know, loss that they may have incurred, that they get. But also over and above, we also ensure that the roads, we build the roads, we build the schools, we build the, you know, all the developmental, you know, facilities, those we also do. So those are some of the things that we also do for the community. When it comes to the who benefits, who can benefit also from this project, Honorable Mari, is that at this point in time, we have not started the project. However, it is within our policy that women, you know, women contractors, as well as the youth, will also benefit from the project. Because we are also looking at how much, you know, South Africans as well as the indigenous people are also going to benefit. Because if you recall, in phase one in MP, most of the big companies that built the factories there were Yolanders, you know, companies from Italy, from all over the world. But this time around, our people do have the necessary skills to do that. So we are also looking. That is why, in the agreement itself, we make the point that we say, let's also ensure that our own people benefit out of it. And in terms of the in terms of ensuring that the project is also started in terms of time. Honorable, I'm not sure the name of the honorable from the two states. Okay. Was also that there was going to be my son, but my son was found not to be appropriate, and the most appropriate one was this Woody Hadid. So the Woody Hadid is like, so that Woody Hadid is also is the one that you're going to be looking at. And in terms of whether after we have already built, you know, this reservoir, whether there will be, in 20 years' time, there will be a need to build another. But at this point in time, we see that there is sufficient water, and the CEO as an engineer will assist them. We feel that there is the sufficient water for the next 2 years.
So I think
Thank you.
like to accept the rules for the invitation, and then we'll work on that. Yes. Thank you very much.
No, don't have to because you didn't speak.
What is